Hey everyone, welcome to my podcast channel, Hiker Juju. Today we are September 25th, 2022. It's almost 11 a.m. Recording the podcast in front of a Safeway in Salida in Colorado right now. So I'm waiting for Chipotle to catch up and to come in town. And we're going to go back on trail together. So this is the day where Alex is leaving and she's going back to Montreal now. So we spent the last 2.5 weeks together. And yeah, it went very well though. We obviously, yeah, we had to adapt and, you know, to hike together. It's quite different, you know, hiking with Alpine and Chipotle and Alex. But it's been very good. We had the chance to test and try a lot of different things, especially on Alex gear. She wanted to try a backpack for multiple days. She wanted to try the sleeping pad and quite a few things. She had a brand new quilt from Katabatic. So a lot of different things she wanted to try in, you know, ahead of time of the Tararua in New Zealand. Because when we're going to be in New Zealand, it's going to be for 5 months, and that's going to be the longest through hike that Alex and I have attempted. So that's going to be interesting, and she had to try these things before we go to New Zealand. Because, I mean, I've been to New Zealand in 2015, but I have no idea what we're going to find, you know, in the outfitters, you know, like, I don't know if there is, like, anything like the REI or outdoor shops. So yeah, that's gonna be interesting. And she knows what she likes, she knows what she wants to change. So yeah, that was a good like dry run, I would say, just to test and try everything out. So no, yeah, we are getting close to the end of September now, and Alex is flying out, and I'm gonna be back with Chipotle. Chipotle was with Abby and Scout the last few days, week. And yeah, it seems like he had a good time, and now he's gonna catch up. He's gonna resupply, and we're gonna go back on trail together and do, I don't know, maybe a 10 out for today. And next town for resupply is gonna be Lake City. So we were debating either we're gonna go or try to go on the red line on the CDT, or we're going to take the alternate, which is called the Creed alternate, which is a lower route. It's very much lower than the CDT. So you would save some time and you would take this one if the weather in the San Juan was pretty bad. But it looks like the weather should be okay. I think we're going to have to go back to some 27-30 a day, I mean I-20s. Honestly, between you and me, guys, I'm kind of so ready for the New Mexico section, and I want to be in New Mexico. So, but I want to see the San Juan. You know, everybody said that San Juan was kind of amazing. So, especially with the colors, maybe with the Aspen, the trees changing colors and stuff. So, it might be very interesting. Alpine was definitely someone who convinced me that to do the San Juan. Alpine right now is in southern Colorado, and he's having a lot of fun. He does what he does best, climbing, scrambling, and all of this shit. This guy is just going up and down all of the mountain he finds on his way. So I don't know how many he did actually, but anyway. I think he did like, I don't know, so many, 3 or 4 a day sometimes. So big climbs, and yeah, he seems very happy. Obviously, Alpine Pat in the mountains, you know, this guy is happy being out there. So maybe we're going to see him, who knows. We don't know, depending on, you know, where he's going to be, if it's, you know, in the middle of the trip, and we are just the opposite way. So he has a car, he rented a car for a few weeks. So maybe he's going to be around and we're going to have the chance to see him before he goes back to Denver, because he has to go back to Montana the very end of September, I think, yeah. So actually in a few days time. So yeah, maybe we're gonna be able to regroup, the three of us, and yeah, have a couple of hours together, and we're gonna keep going south, and it's gonna continue driving up north. So yeah, guys, Lake City, then Pagosa, and then the next one's gonna be Chama, which is gonna be in New Mexico. So yeah, we still have I did the math, and I have like 1,000 miles to go until the Mexican border, until Crazy Cook Thousand Monument on the CDT. So I think, if I'm not mistaken, the New Mexico section is 780 miles, something like that. So yeah, I have like 220 miles to go pretty much on the Colorado border, until the Colorado border and New Mexico border. So yeah, 220. Hopefully I'm going to be able to do that thing in 10 days or so. So that would be good to be, according to my math, to be in New Mexico October 4th or 5th, I think. So yeah, I don't think we're gonna take an E0, like maybe a good Nero in Pagosa, because Pagosa seems very, very hike friendly. And we have this couple we've met when Alpine Chipotle, Keep Up, and myself were on the road walk between Rawlins and Encampment in southern Wyoming. So there was a couple of stops, and there was a long water stretch. And these guys, they stopped and they say, "Yeah, we live in Colorado. We have a camp in Pagosa Springs, and you guys need any water?" And we started to talk, and that was fun. So yeah, good vibes. And so Chipotle has the exact address and details, the contact details for these guys. So maybe we're gonna crash there, have a, you know, a night, some drinks and food, and we're gonna go back on trail. Yeah, I want to be in New Mexico because, like, it gets pretty chilly at night and on the morning, especially in the morning when we wake up. And I know now I'm gonna be back with Chipotle. I think we're gonna go back to normal schedule like we had with Alpine, which means that it's gonna be like wake up time 5:40, something like that. So yeah, 5:40 in the morning, it's gonna be very cold, I think, at 12,000 feet, and the San Juan doesn't seem to be lower than, you know, I don't know, 10 or 11 thousand. So yeah, that's gonna be tricky though. But yeah, I mean, everybody said that it's very, very, very beautiful, so I can't wait to see that. Actually, I heard from Perry Mamba. He did the San Juan. He said the same thing. Very, very beautiful. So he's a little bit way ahead of us, maybe 200 or 300 miles ahead. So that's gonna be tough to catch up. But maybe New Mexico, if we do some big, big miles, and he takes a couple of zeros along the way, who knows? Book is behind, but not too far behind. So that's gonna be interesting if he's able to catch up at some point in New Mexico. And yeah, I mean, not much. Can't wait to be on the trail. The break has been very nice. I feel rested and I feel good, and I'm very excited to be back on trail. So that's gonna be interesting. And I'm glad we had some time together with Alex, and now she's going to fly back home, spend some time in October to see the fall colors in Quebec with her mom. And we're going to just get back together at the beginning, mid-November. We're going to get ready for the TA. And yeah, we're going to fly out of Montreal November 22nd towards Auckland. So still have to do a couple of logistics things, a little bit of logistic aspect of the trail and of the trip itself, but I think we should be all right though. Alex is reading a lot of things online on the Facebook groups, and you know, like, he's doing a lot of research and trying to get some insight about the trail. So that's gonna be very, very useful. So hope you guys are doing all right, everyone is having some fun. And yeah, if you have any suggestion, I know in French I'm gonna have to cover some topics that I got some feedbacks. So yeah, if you guys have any in English, you want me to cover anything, like any topics about the trail, through hiking, the CDT, just hiking in general, let me know. Text me on Instagram, hiker.juju, hiker.juju. So yeah, add me on Instagram or just my real name and surname, Julian Roux, Julian with the E, and Roux, R-A-O-U-L-X on Facebook. And yeah, just hit me up and we're gonna, and yeah, tell me what you want to see, guys. What do you want me to talk about? So yeah, you guys take care and stay tuned for the next episode. Bye-bye.